Random House Audio presents Obama's Last Stand, Playbook 2012, by Glenn Thrush. Introduction by Evan Thomas. Read for you by Mike Chamberlain. Introduction, Evan Thomas. Over a half century ago, in a slower and more civil age, President Dwight Eisenhower barely campaigned for re-election. During the fall of 1956, Ike gave no more than a dozen campaign speeches, all high-minded stuff about peace and prosperity. He left it to his vice president, Richard Nixon, to attack the Democratic nominee, Adlai Stevenson. But even Nixon's rhetoric was tame in comparison to the vitriol of the modern campaign trail. While seeking a second term, President Eisenhower was not expected to get down in the trenches. He thought that partisan campaigning demeaned the presidency, and he knew that most voters wanted the president to stay above the fray. Eisenhower was supposed to concentrate on the big issues, standing up to the communist threat, building an interstate highway system, nurturing the world's biggest and most robust economy. Eisenhower was not afraid to call for sacrifice, a forbidden word in the poll-driven, consultant-dominated politics of today. In 2012, the political stage seemed so much smaller than it did during the Cold War era. The dispute seemed pettier and more evanescent. America is not nearly so self-confident as a nation, and politics reflects the sour, sometimes nasty quality of public debate. Taking a truly bold stand to restore American greatness does not seem to be within the power or vision of Barack Obama or Mitt Romney. Neither candidate has offered a plan to tame the looming national debt by raising taxes or cutting entitlements.